That's the sound of drills and excavators at 26062 Eden Landing in Hayward. The new site for one of the Bay Area's latest data centers. Hayward residents are wondering how a 300,000 square foot data center was quietly approved in May of last year, and if there's anything they can do now to stop it.
I'm not like super on the pulse of all things Hayward, but I was really surprised that there was no like community discussion or notification that came up about it. And it just seemed like it was already decided and there was no, you know, feedback opportunities or debate opportunities. So I was disappointed, honestly.
That was Samantha Maloa, a Hayward resident who says she only found out about the construction of the new data center via a post on a neighborhood app. Like Maloa, many residents weren't informed about the construction of the data center until it was too late. Colin Thermato is the editor and founder of the Hayward Herald. He has been reporting on the Stack data center since 2024. He says the project has passed through the city's standard approval process, has already broken ground, and despite the public's recent outpour of opposition online, there's not much residents can do about it now.
I wrote about it. No one really took much notice of it. And then I think now that everything is being actually demolished, shovels are starting to get into the ground, that people are starting to freak out. And unfortunately, with how a lot of planning processes go, it's already too late by the time construction started, at least from a legal standpoint.
Thermato says the project was approved because of the city's zoning laws. Under Hayward's business classifications, data centers are considered offices, and at the time of its approval, could be permitted and built in the industrial corridor by undergoing a planning process that does not require input, except from city staff. However, Naomi Powell, a reporter at the Hayward Herald, says the Stack data center did have to go through the city's planning commission last year to get special approval to exceed the city's height limits on new constructions. She says this was one of a few opportunities where residents could have given public comment.
However, you know, most people's visibility is at city council. They're not necessarily paying attention to what's happening at any of the committees or commission meetings.
Powell added that the standard approval process only requires the city to inform residents and businesses within 300 feet of the construction, which includes an invitation to give public comment during the planning commission meeting. Antonio Munoz is the owner of Edgewater Pizza, across the street from the Stack Data Center. His business is located in a small commercial center between Highway 92 and rows of warehouses. Munoz says he accepted the invite and shared public comment in favor of the new construction.
I would like the city of Hayward to do more projects like this because my business relies a lot on construction workers and buildings. I am in an industrial zone where these types of workers benefit me. If there's none of these workers, my business is slow.
The construction of the data center has created approximately 380 temporary jobs. But once operating, the facility is expected to house 41 permanent on-site employees. Along with the promise of jobs, the Stack Data Center offered the city a $2 million public benefits package, committing to donate the money to various programs and departments across the city. But Maloa says the lack of transparency about the construction overshadows any potential benefits the center will provide.
You know, they did everything in their power to find a way to do it kind of like in the secret of the night so that people didn't have a chance to speak up and say something. And that is a huge red flag for me. If they really wanted to be a partner in our city, they would have opened it up for dialogue and tried to, interact with us a little bit.
Maloa has been urging her neighbors to sign a petition to demand a stop to the data center. She says for some of them, it's their first time hearing about the Stack data center. The situation in Hayward mirrors the recent approval of a data center in Gilroy, where a similar loophole in the city's industrial zoning permitted the construction to be approved without community input. Like the city of Gilroy, Hayward City Council has reevaluated its zoning regulations. In May of this year, Hayward City Council approved a new permit type that would require projects like data centers to go through City Hall for final approval. To learn more about the latest developments about the Hayward Stack Data Center, check out the haywardherald.org, Hayward's only independent news outlet. For KPFA News, I'm Andrea Jimenez.